Black history is American history. It's part of American history, just like any other culture. That's a beautiful thing about America. It's a bunch of different cultures make, you know, the melting pot. I think knowing your history and knowing what sacrifices people made and all everything they overcame prepares you for your life. And then also reminds you, like, no matter how hard you think life may be and whatever you may be going through, someone took some steps and you could do it too.
Hello and welcome to the Beaumont Beat video podcast, where we move with the heartbeat of the city of Beaumont. I'm Lauren Monens, broadcasting from the Art Museum of Southeast Texas. Right now, they have a special gallery going on, the Early Hudnall Jr. Homeward Exhibit, which you can check out until the end of March. Black History Month has just begun, and in honor of that, today's special guest, Mr. Isaac Mouton, will be sharing some places you can go and ways to honor the month. Thank you for tuning in. Isaac is a community organizer in Beaumont, Texas. He created and operated the Southeast Texas Black-owned restaurant Foodie Page. He is a small business owner and has also a podcast host. He also helped us by writing the Black History and Culture itinerary for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to the show, Isaac.
Hey, thanks, Lauren. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Do you want to tell us about yourself? Give us a little background.
Yeah. I'm Isaac Mouton. I do a lot of stuff, so I don't, you know, I'm not big on titles, but just.
But everybody knows you.
Yeah. You're around. I'm around. I'm here in the community and helping any way I can. I'm a husband. I got to make sure I mention my wife. She'll yell at me if I don't. I'm a husband, a father. I was born and raised here in Beaumont. Moved away. Went to the military. Moved away, and worked my way back home. And I just do what I can here in the community to help uplift all of Beaumont and do what I can here to help.
Love that. Love to hear it. And we're going to hear a little bit more from Isaac in just a bit. Just a few announcements before we get started. We want to invite our audience to join us for the first public meeting of the proposed Downtown Hotel and Convention Center project on February 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Event Center. You'll be able to hear from the consultants, share your ideas, and make your thoughts heard. If you can't make it or want to give your input in advance, you can always submit ideas of what you want to see at BeaumontVision2035.com. The Terrell Historical Library's popular Genealogy Days is also back. You can stop by the library the first Friday of every month from 10 to 2 to get help researching your family history and find answers to questions about Southeast Texas. All right, Mr. Mouton, speaking of local history, Juneteenth actually happened right in our backyard. How would you say that impacts Southeast Texas?
I think it has a huge impact on it. Just for one, our proximity to Galveston. So, you know, there was no email or cell phones or anything like that back in the day. So we would have actually been one of the first few cities in the South that heard that got the news that the slaves were free. So I think that's a huge importance at all. And then as the holiday becomes nationally known, I think the city of Beaumont has done an excellent job in portraying the Black culture and portraying and celebrating it here with the music and the dances and the food and the entire fair that we have. It's been going on for a long time here in Beaumont, but now we're sharing it with everybody here. And I think Beaumont, I think we do it the best.
You know, I like the dances personally, but yes. Maybe I'm biased. And like we mentioned earlier, you helped write a Black History and Culture itinerary, which people can find on the Convention and Visitors Bureau website. Would you mind sharing a few things that were included that you recommend people checking out?
Yes. So I'll start with the food, you know, and I wrote the page because sometimes it's hard to find it or get the information, so I made it easy access for everyone to get out. I'll start with food because food is always my favorite.
Near and dear to my heart, too.
Some of the places that you love to visit, new places, you want to start with the Truth downtown, or you can go to Patillo's, which is one of the oldest family and Black-owned restaurants here in the state of Texas. I'm pretty close to the nation there. I've been open for 109 years. So a lot of tradition there. Also, the park, if you're looking for a great time and some fun with your friends, some good drinks and nice music, you want to go to the park on Calder and so many more restaurants. Shopping-wise, huge, we have the BAW, B-A-W, Downtown Beaumont, Square Biz, which is a Black-owned store on Washington that offers athletic gear and then out gear, is actually featured in the last Logan Paul fight.
Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. Squarebiz, SQBIZZ. So, and so much more. There's museums and all kinds of things that you can visit there. If you check out that article and follow it, you'll find some great things.
Perfect. A little bit of something for everyone, too. The foodies, the culture, yes. The history.
Oh, yes.
Outdoors, I believe there were some parks in there.
Yes. Outdoors. You have Golden Triangle Water Sports. This is Black-owned. He does jet skis, and he also does boat rides from the river there off of Pine Street all the way to Port Arthur and stops for Eaton. And then you have Pipkin Park, and then you also have Martin Luther King Park, which has a statue of Martin Luther King and plus some of his notable quotes there on the wall there.
Very cool. We'll definitely have to check that out. Back to the food for a second.
Okay.
Any specific food items you recommend trying?
Listen, there are...
Or is it too hard?
No. There's a lot.
Yeah.
So if you're going to the Truth Lounge, I think one of the most popular dishes out right now is the cornbread bowls, which features different proteins, whether lamb chops, catfish, all kinds of different things you can get on it. But it's a bowl with your protein. You choose your protein, and you have some greens on it. Some macaroni and cheese, all in this delicious sweet cornbread bowl. You got to try one of those. At Patillo's, you're in Beaumont, so you have to get one of the things that Beaumont's known for, and that's the link.
They pioneered that, didn't
yes,
they?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah, and they started it, and they actually taught several link places here, but Mr. Patillo actually showed Mr. Gerard how to make it. Then we have Gerard's Barbecue, and then Gerard and also helped Broussard's. So three barbecue places out of
you heard it here first. Southeast Texas style barbecue is real.
It is. It's the best. You can't get it anywhere else. And then if you're looking for something a little bit fancier, you know, something you want to stick your pinky in the air and eat, I suggest going to Boca Feliz, which is a Black-owned Italian restaurant. Have some great dishes, some unique dishes, and you can actually, the chef is actually doing where he can make a special menu for you to eat right there in front of you. He'll lock it up for you and your party and make it up for you right there in front of you. So
I'm really glad we're doing this after lunch.
Yes.
All righty. In addition to places to go, some residents might not know that we have a lot of notable people from this area.
Yes.
Who are some that people should have on their radar?
Yes, lots right now. One of the biggest musicians out right now, up and coming, is Tizo Touchdown. He's a young...
I saw that crazy hair. Yeah. I don't know how he sleeps, but
yeah, he has the nails in his hair.
Yeah,
but he made a one of the best albums of last year, and he's noted by Drake. Said he's one of his favorite artists. Drake, Andre 3000, one of the best rap lyricists, says he's one of his favorite. So he's up and coming.
I saw him just performing at Madison Square Garden.
Yes,
that's
and he
big.
Just performed at Madison
deal.
Square Gardens. Yeah, big. So. And he never forgets where he comes from. He always represents Beaumont, shouts Beaumont out in every interview and every concert. So Tizo's huge. Chef Tiffany Derry, one of the most popular chefs on Food Network and the cooking channel. She's everywhere right now, and she has her restaurants, Roots. I think she has three restaurants, Roots. She's from right here in Beaumont. She's making all kinds of great dishes. Kendrick Perkins. NBA champion Kendrick Perkins, and we have several NFL stars and on that are from right here in Beaumont, grew up right here.
I know one of them is on a mural across from our building. I can't tell you the name, but maybe you know. Famous baseball
Frank,
player.
Yes, Frank Nelson. Yes. Yes, visit that mural. Real big star here from right here in Beaumont.
And another mural was done by someone, right? The barbershop
mural? Yep, the barbershop mural. And then also Miss Barbara Lynn, a famous musician, famous guitarist who played with B.B. King and The Temptations. She has a long list of, and she's still here playing here in Beaumont, but you can visit her mural here downtown Beaumont.
We love having community pride, and that's in all the arts, so good for them.
Yes.
What resources are available for people to learn more about their history, where they come from, all that good stuff?
Yes. You would want to go to the Terrell Historical Library. Has a lot of history and a lot of photos of things from our past. Also, you can visit the Chamber House and also McFadden Ward House. Have some brief parts of our history at those places here.
If you haven't checked out the Chamber's House and the McFadden Warren, they are both really great resources into what life was like in Beaumont back in the day.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Perfect. Before we get back into you, just a few more announcements. Perfect transition. One cool initiative the library is doing, they're actually partnering with an organization called Black Men Read. They believe in the rich oral tradition of storytelling and how communities thrived before the written word. Through books, they hope that young people and their families will carry forward these traditions by engaging in reading and learning with the program. Our own city manager, Mr. Kenneth R. Williams, and others will be reading books on the public library's Facebook page starting tomorrow, and one video will air each Friday in February. We'd love for you to check it out every week. We'd also love for you to save the date for some other upcoming events. Mardi Gras is happening right next week, which will take place in downtown Beaumont from Thursday, February 8th to Sunday, February 11th. Now celebrating its 33rd year, Mardi Gras Southeast Texas is family-friendly, and there are so many ways to get involved. You can join a parade, you can catch a parade live, there's entertainment, and the carnival. And did you know the event is actually a fundraiser? Proceeds support 14 area nonprofits. How cool is that? We also want you to save the date for Mural Fest. Beaumont's third annual Mural Fest is taking place Friday, March 1st through Sunday, March 3rd. The main event will be taking place around the event center, and 10 new artists will be brought in to create art all over town. We'll have more information on this as we get closer. Did you know you can stream the Beaumont Beat on multiple platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify? Please subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and share this podcast so others can join in on the fun too. If you're just tuning in now, we're chatting with Isaac Mouton in honor of Black History Month. All right, Mr. Isaac, do you mind giving us a few details about the gallery and what people can see at the art museum?
Yes. We're sitting in, you're saying, the Homeward Gallery by Mr. Early Hutnell. Very nice gallery. What I love about it, and I go to art museums, but I'm not like one of those guys who read, you know.
We're all critics here. No, we're just here to appreciate it.
But his photography, what I love about his photography, he's from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he has photos from all over the country. But if you look into the photographs, for me, it reminds me of my youth. All the pictures, I could see he captures Black culture really great. I see my nephews in the pictures. I see my mom in these pictures. I see my neighborhood in these pictures. So I think just walking around the gallery and looking at the photographs, it'll bring something to you. You know what I mean? It'll bring some memories back to you some kind of way. It's a beautiful, real beautiful gallery, and I think everybody should come down and check it out. It's really nice.
You can see the emotion in the eyes, the soulfulness.
Yes.
For sure.
It's very moving. Yeah, it's very, I mean, just the photos he captures, like everyone in detail, I can see something from my past or something, you know. It's crazy how he captured those moments.
And I think they did say, even though he's from Mississippi, a lot of these are from Houston, so in our backyard.
Right in our backyard, yeah. Yeah, they're very beautiful pictures. They're really nice.
Tell us a little bit about the importance of knowing your history and where you come from.
Well, I think for culturally for Black history, I don't think it's just me knowing my history. I think it's everyone knowing history, because Black history is American history. It's part of American history, just like any other culture. That's a beautiful thing about America, is it's a bunch of different cultures make, you know, the melting pot into one. So I think it's important for me to know history, and you to know my history, and everyone to know a history. Just know from where you came from, and to know what your grandparents or what someone's grandparents went through to get to the point. Because there's a lot of sacrifices made in the past, and you might, you know, it's my kids will laugh at me like, I wonder why I do this. And then, you know, you research your family, you research your grandma, your great grandma. I was like, well, she had the same trait, you know. She's stubborn just like I'm stubborn. So I think knowing your history and knowing where people what sacrifices people made and everything they overcame prepares you for your life. And then also reminds you, like, no matter how hard you think life may be and whatever you may be going through, you know, someone took some steps and you could do it too.
That is very profound.
Yes.
I love it. I don't think there's any question that shouldn't be asked. Like, I'd rather have uncomfortable conversations.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I think it's, like I said, it's important. My mom, she always made sure that you know, we knew our history and culture, but she also made sure that even at a young age that we learned about other people's cultures. And when I went to the military, that even broadened it up because we met people from all over the country and got really in depth. So I think Black History Month is just one of the months where everyone should just kind of tune in and just, you know, just learn something different, try a food, go to a museum, learn something more that you might not have known. So that, you know, the better understanding you have of somebody and everything that they went through, you can appreciate them much more. You have be more empathetic and sympathetic and then understanding, because I think that's what everybody wants to be. Everybody wants to be understood in a way.
What are some ways you recommend recognizing Black History Month and shining a light on that culture?
I would suggest to, you know, we're here at the Art Museum. Check that out. I would say read a book. You just talked about the initiative at the library. Read a book, visit, ask questions. One place I forgot to mention was Dr. Price at Lamar. Sit down and talk to him, and you can really get a deep understanding of it. And one thing I want to mention about Dr. Price, too, is like historically wise, like when he was one of the first African-American people to go to Lamar, and at the time, he couldn't even stay on campus. They wouldn't even allow him to stay on campus. But now he's a professor and he's got our own building named after. So look at the progress of that. Sit down and talk to the folks and learn about it. Ask questions, like you said. Ask questions and find out. Be the best way to do it. And then share facts. It's nothing to post a picture and say, hey, we learned something about this is what I learned today about this culture.
Lots of resources right in our backyard.
Lots of resources here.
Perfect. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Black history, like I've been saying, is not just a celebration among Black people. It's a celebration among all people to celebrate this one culture. So some of the biggest things that our culture is about is family, fun, food, music. You know, all of that encompasses our culture.
That.
So yeah. So this month, you know, it's not just about remembering the sad times, but it's remembering everything that involves in culture. So celebrate it, you know, celebrate this month, enjoy it, and share it with other folks.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you joining
All
us.
All right, no problem.
Hanging out with us today. Before we end the podcast, I just want to update you on the new City Council meeting schedule. Starting in February, City Council will meet every first and third Tuesday of the month, and there will be a 5:30 night meeting during the fifth Tuesday, the months that have 5 weeks in them. All dates and times are available on the city calendar on our website, and all are held in council chambers unless otherwise posted. You can find the schedule at beaumonttexas.gov/calendar. We thank you for tuning in to the Beaumont Beat, where we move with the heartbeat of the city. Drop a comment wherever you're watching or listening and let us know what topics you'd like to see next. I'm your host, Lauren Monitz, and we will see you next time.